Hi, I'm RJ, and this week we'll be looking at web privacy. In particular, we'll be looking at Tor, a program that allows its users to navigate the web anonymously. Before we get started, we should talk about why something like Tor is even necessary. When you browse the internet, typically the headers of your requests are sent unencrypted over the network. Why is this potentially a problem? Packets sent as requests typically contain identifying information in the headers, like the user's IP address. So essentially, a third party can intercept these packets and, by reading only the headers, glean information about you. Should you care about this? It depends on what you're doing. Sometimes, this sort of traffic analysis can be relatively harmless. In many cases, what you want to protect is the data you're sending, and the data in sort of the payload of the packet can be encrypted over an HTTPS connection, like we've talked about previously. Sometimes, though, you would like an extra guarantee of privacy. Perhaps you're looking to make purchases off of a website that charges more based on your country of origin. Or perhaps you're a spy who frequently reports back to his home country. In these scenarios, it would be useful to keep observers from figuring out which sites you're requesting and where you're located. So with that bit of background, let's dive right in. If I view a website right now, the destination can tell where I'm coming from. So if I go to Google, and I say, what is my IP address? Google reports that my IP address is 140.247.52.10, which is an IP address at Harvard where we filmed this section. Tor is a program that allows us to anonymize this IP address, that routes your request through a series of volunteer private nodes that encrypt these headers and make it so that somebody listening in can't tell, and the last destination can't tell what your source was. So by looking at this diagram, we can see that Tor facilitates a series of encrypted connections between, in this case, Alice's computer and the Tor volunteer nodes in the middle. All the green lines are encrypted channels, and only the last connection is unencrypted. But here, Bob doesn't know where I'm coming from because Bob can only tell where the last request came from. So somebody listening in the middle can't tell what I'm looking for or where I'm coming from, and Bob at the end can't tell where I'm coming from. And this is how Tor allows you to browse the web sort of anonymously and privately. So Tor, by the way, is a program that runs on Windows, Mac, Linux, and also Android. And if I start it up, we can see that we are connecting to the Tor network, trying to form that green encrypted connection. So it takes a bit of time to find that connection, but in a second, we'll see that we're connected. So here we are connected to the Tor network. Tor then opens a browser for us to allow us to make these encrypted requests. We can also view the network. So in Tor, I can see that these are all of the volunteer nodes that I might be going through when making requests. I don't pick like ones I want to go through, but these are potential ones for making my requests. So if back in the browser, I go to google.com again, we'll notice that's a little bit slower because our requests are taking more hops and through encrypted channels that are slower than sort of regular old routers. But if I search what is my IP address, like we did before, takes a bit of time, and we'll see that the IP address we see, well, actually, we get an error message because Google detects, hey, this is sketchy. Your source and destination seem different. Are you a programmed script or something? But I can pass this test by typing in the code it wants. They just want to make sure we're not a robot or something. I mistyped it, so we'll try again. So now it will make our request, our search, what is my IP address? And we see that our IP address now, it happens to be 173.254.216.68, different than the 140.247 address we saw earlier. That's because the last step in our Tor network happens to be located at 173.254, et cetera, et cetera. So as far as Google knows, that's where our request is coming from. It can't figure out that our request is actually coming from here at Harvard. In addition, somebody listening in the middle wouldn't be able to tell where our request was coming from or where our request was going because the headers were encrypted. So today we looked at Tor, a program designed to anonymize your internet activity. This is just one way to preserve your privacy on the web. Do note, however, that Tor isn't perfect and it doesn't handle all sorts of situations that you'd be expecting it to handle. So be sure to read the online documentation to fully understand what cases Tor does and does not protect you from. I've tried to outline the basic protection cases, but if you really intend to use Tor to manage your online privacy, they have a really good detailed list of what it does and does not protect you from. I hope that this section has demonstrated some concerns with web privacy and how you could protect yourself from them. My name is RJ, and this was Web Privacy with Tor.